心灵的游牧民族，在这个谁都不管谁的后现代社会里，每个人的心灵都是游牧民族，成长的过程就是寻找的过程，每一颗漂泊的心灵其实都在寻找生命的绿洲。本节目由真耶稣教会台湾总会制作，欢迎收听。
游牧民族在空中的朋友大家好，我是佩芝，很高兴一个星期的时间又到了。这一周我们迫不及待要介绍一位朋友，他的名字叫做 Vuti。 Vuti 因为很小的时候就到美国了，所以他用英文为大家做见证。那我回到台湾之后呢，再请心灵游牧民族的义工为大家做翻译。那我们话不多说，音乐过后就来分享 Vuti 的见证。在节目一开始要送给听众朋友们一首歌，也请大家顺便想一想真正的平安是什么。那这首歌就叫做真平安。
真平安我今赐给你，真平安是世界不能给，真平安是世界不能真明白，真平安在你心，真平安我今真是爱我今赐给你，真是爱是世界不能给，真是爱是世界不能真，
奉主耶稣圣名做见证。
As a young boy growing up in Cambodia, and I often feel very lonely and feel very sorrowful for my people.
从小我在柬埔寨长大， 我觉得非常的孤单，也替我的人民感到非常的悲伤。
By the age of 9, I see many people get executed and get killed. Some of them die from starvation. Some of them die from being executed by the Pol Pot. And I often think that, you know, if whoever created us, why doesn't he know that so many of my people die?
在我小小的年纪九岁的时候，我就看到很多人被枪决。很多人死于饥荒，很多人死于枪战。
I often think that whoever created us doesn't care too much about us. And I often felt that even though we grew up in a Southeast Asian country and we practice Buddhism, and I often think that, you know, if the people are so starving in the country, why do they seem to always offer to all this food and stuff to the idol? And I can never figure that out.
当时我会想，不管是谁创造了我们，一定不是很在乎我们的存在，不然我们这么多人死掉了，为什么他不曾帮助我们呢？更因为当时在这东方的国家里面，我们相信的是佛教，我常这样想，既然我们的人民都活得这么的辛苦了，那为什么还要献上一些祭物给这些偶像呢？我实在想不透。
So in 1981, I got sponsored to America. And again, I always seek for this emptiness in my heart. Every time I try to find something to fill the emptiness in my heart that I have, I often cannot find it because it seems like it's impossible.
在1981年的时候，美国政府帮助我们这些可怜的小孩到达了这个自由的土地。一到美国，我还是依然寻找一些事物来填补我心里面的空虚，可是每当我努力的寻找，我就觉得徒劳无获，因为这对我来说几乎是一件不可能的事情。
Even in the beginning when I first came to the state, even though I don't believe in Buddhism, I tried different religion like Christian. So when I first came here, I tried a couple of churches and I didn't really like too much because I didn't feel like God lived there.
所以记得我刚到美国的时候，因为我对佛教的失望，我开始尝试去接触基督教。所以我去了几间教会，可是我并不是很喜欢，因为在这几间教会里面，我并没有感到真神的存在。
I thought to myself, the reason I feel so sad inside becauseYou know, that I'm still young and I didn't really know what true happiness is.
于是我又对我自己说，也许我这么的难过是因为我还太年轻，我并没有去体会到真正的快乐。
So I thought to myself, if I would just go to college and, go to different parties, say, pretty much 3-4 times a week, and, I would drink a lot and dance a lot and eat a lot, and at the same time, I couldn't find happiness.
我想我应该考上大学，然后也许一个礼拜里面我去参加各种的舞会，让自己完全沉溺在酒精以及跳舞里面。可是同样的，我还是无法找到真正的快乐。
Even freshman sophomore year, I party so much I almost flunk out of school. And then even at the sophomore year in college, I was even the vice president of my fraternity. So I pretty much.Party so much, but at the same time, I couldn't find happiness. And then I started to focus back on school. And this time, I really want to give Eastern religion another chance.
甚至我大一的时候，曾经因为太尽情于这些舞会，我几乎快被退学了。玩了两年之后，我决定收心，要专心在自己的课业上，而且我决定再次尝试东方的这些宗教。
So what happened that I studied Eastern religion as my other major? I tried so hard to find something in Eastern religion to fit my desire and my loneliness in my heart, and I still couldn't find anything.
我放了非常多的心血在研究这些宗教上，我非常努力的研究，为了从这些宗教里面找到一些东西来填补我心灵的空虚，我的欲望还有我的寂寞，可是我还是找不到。
So I pretty much thought that if I get out of college and then go to work and have a girlfriend and stuff like that, then I would be happy. And then when I finished from college, I went to grad school, I got out, I have wonderful girlfriend and got a good job, and I still feel very lonely. So I know for some reason that nothing in this world would make me happy.
于是我又想，等我离开大学，我找到了一个好工作，我交了一个女朋友，也许我就能够得到真正的快乐。可是当我这些全部都得到之后，我还是找不到我想要的安慰。也许这世界上根本就没有能够真正让我快乐的。
I pretty much just gave up. So I was just continuing my life to work. And then one day, one of the sister from TJC did her intern at my agency. Saw my Bible on my table. Then she asked me, you know, are you a Christian? I didn't know what I am. I'm just, you know, seeking for something.
直到有一天，有一位真耶稣教会的姐妹，在我工作的地方，我的桌子上看到一本圣经。她问我说，你是一个基督徒吗？其实我什么都不是，我只是正在寻找。
Then she invited me to one of the Bible study. Then I thought to myself, you know, I didn't really have nothing to lose because I tried so many other things already. So what happened, I went to a TJC youth Bible study on a Friday night, and the first time I went there was really interesting. See all the sisters, and very nice, and it seemed like they have peace in their heart, so I was just sitting there.
于是他又邀我到他们的查经班，我想说去去也无妨，反正我都尝试这么久了。于是我就参加了他们礼拜五的晚上年轻人的查经班。第一次我去的时候，我感觉非常的舒适，因为弟兄姐妹感觉非常的诚恳，非常的友善，他们似乎有一种平安在他们的心里面。
But after the Bible study, they kneeled down and prayed in tongues, and I wasn't really scared or anything, but I thought to myself that this, you know, this doesn't seem right. So I didn't really want to go anymore.
可是等到他们聚完会跪下来祷告的时候，他们用灵言祷告，虽然我不是被吓到，可是我告诉自己，我觉得这祷告太奇怪了，我也不愿意再去第二次。
Thank God that I know at least one of the sisters pray for me. So because the next week I really want to go to Bible study. I know I was missing something. Even on that Friday, I usually go to the movie by myself. So during that time, pretty much my fiance, she was in France studying. And then yes, I went to the movie by myself, and I'm just sitting in the movie, and I didn't realize that movie lasted for 3 hours. So at this time, it's already like 8:30, 9 o'clock, so I said, oh, I'm probably not going to go to Bible study tonight.
可是幸好有一位姐妹一直暗中替我祷告，因为本来在礼拜五晚上，我习惯都是一个人去看电影，恰巧那时候正好又因为我的女朋友在法国读书，所以我的确那一天晚上我自己去看了一场电影。哪知道那一部电影有3个小时，看完了电影差不多是8:30、9点， 我想说都这么晚了，我看我还是不要去好了。
But I remember when the sister told me they're gonna have like some kind of hot pot. Some hot pot or something. Then I said, oh, you know, maybe that would be fun. And actually, the sister called me and said, hey, you come to Bible study. I said, okay. So I pretty much went to Bible study and I felt very good that night.
可是突然我又想起了上次好像有一个姐妹告诉我说这个礼拜他们会煮火锅。我没有听过火锅，所以我想说应该是蛮好玩的，于是我决定我要去查经班看看。正巧我在想的时候，就有位姐妹打电话给我，问我要不要到查经班。我说好啊，那我就去了。
Then after that, I think a couple weeks after that, I think all of you sisters, they pretty much went on vacation. Like during Thanksgiving time, they went on vacation. So I pretty much was home by myself. And I really want to feel God, and I really want to, to know that God exists. So what happened, each night I pray very hard to ask God to show me the right path.
经过几个礼拜之后，刚好又碰上了感恩节，那期间这几位姐妹她们去度假去了。那我当时想说我真的要认识这位神，于是我每个礼拜每天晚上我非常努力的祷告，想要认识这位天上的真神，来显示我一条真正的道路。
So every night I pray, I feel very good in my heart, and for some reason I knew that, you know, TJC was a true church, because for some reason I just feel so peaceful.
每天晚上我在祷告的时候，我觉得感觉非常的好。我甚至觉得说，真耶稣教会的确就是我在寻找的真正的教会，因为我可以找到平安。
And then one night when I was sleeping, and it's about 2:30 in the morning or so, and I was sleeping, and all of a sudden I feel this power came over me, and my mind told me that, you know, Rudy, get up and pray. So I got up, and the minute I kneeled down, I feel the power come into my head, all the way to my stomach, and my tongue started rolling. Then all of a sudden, I really started crying, and I felt like this, a hand reach into my soul and take all my sin away. And then all the sinful things that I did, itreally was cleansed, and what I have in my heart was really a lot of joy and a lot of love, and I couldn't believe it that you know, I was so joyful. This is the first time that my heart was filled, because everything else that I do before, it could not fill my heart, because everything is all these, you know, worldly things, and it's, my heart was full of sin. But I realized that time when God forgave me for all the sins that I did, andI really felt that my heart was really full of joy. So I prayed about half an hour, 45 minutes. I was so joyful, I was crying.
有一天晚上我在睡觉的时候，差不多两点半，清晨两点半的时候，我被一个声音叫醒。这声音叫我说 ,Rudy, 赶快起来，你要跪下来祷告。于是我起身跪下来祷告。当我一跪下的时候，我就感到这力量。这力量从我的头到我的腹部，然后再一直到我的脚，我的舌头开始不停地跳动，我内心感到非常的喜悦，我痛快地哭了一场。那种感觉就像有一只手伸到我心灵的最深处，把我心里面那最肮脏的污秽掏了出来，我觉得我重新变了一个干净的人。很难想象我竟然被这力量满足了，这力量就是爱和喜乐。原来这一切都是要等到耶稣原谅了我的罪，把我过去的做过一切肮脏的事都原谅之后，我才能觉得被满足。
And then all of a sudden, in my mind told me again, you know, Rudy, read First Peter. And for me, you know, I really don't know the Bible, where is First Peter is and stuff like that. And then I, after I start praying, and I went to the Bible, I finally found 1 Peter, and the minute I opened 1 Peter and I started reading the first chapter, and the words, you know, became alive. It's almost like 3D. Everything that I read in my mind, it come up alive and it came into my face. And that moment, I really thank God that I knew that God exists.
之后有一个声音告诉我，Rudy, 你一定要去读圣经，去读彼得前书， 其实当时我对圣经根本就不是很了解，更不知道彼得前书在哪里。可是我起了身，我去翻了圣经，我终于找到彼得前书，我开始从第一章开始读。很奇妙的是，这些字在我眼前就像立体一般浮现了出来，活生生的在我的生命里面。于是我相信一定有神的存在。
And the second thing that I knew that the Bible is the Word of God, and I really thank God that He really had mercy on me. But I remember during that time when I was praying, I was thinking about my fiance, how she doesn't believe in Christ. And I was so worried in my heart, I said, oh, you know, what can I do if my fiance doesn't believe in God, you know? I called her in France and I explained to her what had happened to me. And she pretty much thought I was...crazy, you know, one of those phases that I'm going through. And then she just say, yeah, 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 whatever, you know.
当然我也相信原来这本圣经就是神的话语，也很感谢神他怜悯了我。可是我心里担心的另外一件事情是我的未婚妻，因为她不相信有神这一回事。于是我急急忙忙的打了一通电话给她，我告诉她我这奇妙的经历，可是当然她不会相信，于是他敷衍了我。
And then, when she came here back to the United States for Christmas vacation, and when she saw me, for some reason, she knew that I found something good, because she saw that I have a peaceful heart and a peaceful mind. And of course, you know, I know my fiancé for 5 years back then, and she knew that I was a very violent person. And usually, you know, I have fighting stuff with people, sometimes with the doors, sometimes with the walls, you know.So a lot of time I hurt myself and things like that, and I have very bad temper.
可是等他从法国回来的时候，他看到了我，他就知道我一定是找到什么让我改变这么多的，因为他看到我的心里面充满了一种平静，还有喜乐。因为他认识我有5年了，他知道我有很多坏脾气，比如我会打人，我会打墙壁，我会打门。可是今天我完全改变了。
And for some reason, when she saw me, she knew that I found something that gave me peace in my heart.
Oh, let the Son of God enfold you with His Spirit and His light. Let Him fill your heart and satisfy your soul.Will descend upon your
Then during those weeks after I received the Holy Spirit, I have these nightmares. Actually, these nightmares I have since I was young, but it stopped for a while until I came to TJC. This nightmare that I have pretty much, while I'm sleeping, I see myself sleeping, and then I see these five spirits. Two of them would hold my hands, and two of them would hold my feet, and one of them would choke me. And this time when they held my hands and held my feet and choked me was really hard, and then you can see them laughing at me. Of course, you know, church members told me anything like that happened, just say the name of Lord Jesus Christ. So I said, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I cast Satan away. And all of a sudden, all the five spirits were gone.
我得到圣灵的几个礼拜之后，我突然做了一些噩梦。这些噩梦从小就有，可是自从我相信了耶稣之后，他们好像就从来没有再发生过了。这个噩梦是我会梦到五个鬼，两个抓住我的手，两个抓住我的脚，然后另外一个要掐住我的脖子。这时我记得教会的弟兄姐妹曾经教过我，如果遇到这种噩梦的话，就要奉耶稣的圣名赶掉这些撒旦。于是我就靠着耶稣的圣名赶走那五个撒旦。
And then I asked the sisters and brothers and church, I go, you know, why do I have these nightmares? And they asked me, do I have anything at all in my room and stuff like that, that you know, idol-like? And I really couldn't think of anything. But finally I found this little Buddha head necklace that my mom gave me a long time ago. So I say in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I flush it down the toilet. So I took that necklace and flush it down the toilet.
隔天我就问教会的弟兄姐妹为什么我会做这种噩梦。于是他们问我说，你的房间或你的屋子里面有没有任何像偶像的东西？我想了很久，我觉得好像没有。可是之后，我的确找到了一个项链。这项链上面有一个佛像，它是我妈妈小时候给我的。于是我奉着主耶稣的圣名，把这项链丢到马桶去。
Then a couple of days later, I have another nightmare, but this nightmare was very different. This nightmare, this time, is this big black charcoal figure, which pretty much you couldn't see the face or anything, but all you see is big black charcoal. And this time, he was choking me.When he choked me, and I say in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, and then I start choking him back. So what I was on my bed, and then I just turned that spirit right on my bed, and then all of a sudden I look at into his face, or her face. It was very strange. We couldn't tell it's a male or female, but when I look into the face was all corroded and full of worms and bugs and stuff in it, and then have many different breasts and stuff in it.It's very strange.
几天后我又做了一个噩梦，这个噩梦跟之前的完全不一样，因为我梦到一个很黑暗的一只妖怪，那他开始在掐我的脖子，那我当时我就奉耶稣圣名要赶他，然后我甚至伸出我的双手掐他的脖子，然后就翻转过来把这个妖怪压在本来我的床上，然后我看到他的脸，其实也分不清楚他是男的还是女的，因为他的脸都是被腐蚀，而且都很长满了虫。
And then, you know, again, I asked, you know, the church members, I said, you know, why do I still have this nightmare? Then we really couldn't figure out why. But one night I was talking to one of the sisters, and she happened to see my bracelet. But my bracelet is really, I got it during the Chinese, one of the festival, I think August Moon Festival.Because I used to do kung fu and stuff like that, so when during the festival, my fiance bought me this bracelet. And the bracelet in itself, you know, it's supposed to be like a dragon picture on it, but it doesn't even look like a dragon, it looks like a caterpillar or something, but the bracelet was like $5. So when the sister said, you know, Rudy, maybe that is it. So I pretty much broke it up and threw it. And then everything was going fine.
隔天再次我又问了教会的弟兄姐妹，问说为什么我还是做这些噩梦呢？其实我们真的找不出有什么原因为什么我们做这些噩梦。直到有一天我在跟一位教会的姐妹聊天的时候， 他看到我手上的一个手链，这手链是我从一个节庆，是中国节庆买的，因为那时候我刚好在学功夫，那这是我未婚妻买给我的。它上面本来是要印一个龙的像，可是其实看起来这像也不大像龙，反而看起来有一点像是一条虫。于是那姐妹跟我说，也许乌迪这就是造成你做噩梦的一个原因。于是我就把我的手链丢掉，丢掉之后我就晚上都睡得很好。
And then, and I think the same week, a week later, I have another nightmare. This time I was sleeping in my bed, and then all of a sudden I feel so many snakes under my bed. And the snake was so real, because even when I was awake, I still felt the snake under my bed. And then all of a sudden, you know, I can see my bed no more. All I was laying on was snakes. Then I got so scared, I opened my door and I ran to a different room. And on my way to that different room, I look back and I see this big snake coming after me. And it was so real. And then all of a sudden, I just kneeled down and I prayed. And all of a sudden, I feel the power of the Holy Spirit came into me. And all of a sudden, the snake just disappeared.
最后我又做了一个噩梦。这梦里我梦到很多很多蛇在我的床上。这些蛇非常的真实，甚至我醒来之后我还可以看到它们，然后我非常的害怕，因为我甚至已经看不到自己的床铺，我只看到这些蛇在我的床上。那我非常的害怕，我就站起来要跑到隔壁间房间，可是当我在跑的时候，我看到有另一只很大很大的蛇从我的门就这样跟着我出来。我马上跪下来祷告，当我一祷告的时候，我就感受到圣灵的力量，于是那一条蛇就不见了。
And I really thank God that, that he really protected me. Pretty much all my life, I was never afraid of anything, but I know when Satan's spirit is around me, my soul always feels full of chill. Even now, it's like, these last couple months have been very peaceful, but even, you know, since the beginning, I have at least another 10, 12 nightmares about Satan, andI know Satan is around, and that's why every time we do something to sin against God and something that's not righteous in front of God's eye, Satan's always around trying to hook us. And I see that very clearly, but I really thank God. But all this time, and I really thank God that he brought me to the true church, because I never felt so joyful in my heart. And just looking back, you know, 28 years of my life this year,was the best year of my life. I found God, and I think God found me. And I got baptized in a true church. I got married in a true church. And it's just so wonderful. And
尽管一开始我做了十几个噩梦，但是后来这几个月我度过，而且活得很平静。那这些噩梦其实让我体会到撒旦一直在我们的身边，我们要靠着主来胜过这一切。那也感谢主耶稣一直的在保护我。其实我真的很感谢神带我来认识真耶稣教会，因为这28年来我从来没有这么快乐过。神找到了我，我也找到了我的神。我在教会里面受洗了，我也在教会里面结婚，我真的感到我非常的幸福。It's a peace that the world cannot understand. Peace to know, peace to live. My peace I give unto you. Thank you.
know, for people who've been in Christ for a long time, you should really think and really appreciate what you have, because, you know, sometimes you, God bless you so much since the beginning, and you forget what it's like not to have Him. And that's, you know, that's a mistake we make sometimes. Even this year, sometimes my life is so peaceful and so great, and I tend to not do much work for Him. But I know it must be so hard for a lot of people who grew up in church and stuff, but sometimes the tribulation and trial is different, and sometimes we take, you know, advantage of God's grace and God's blessing. But as a therapist working with many people in this society, and you can see a lot of suffering they go through.
那至于对于从小或者说很早就已经接受基督的人，请不要忘了，你们是活得很幸福，因为神一直就在你们身边给你们帮助。近些年来我日子过得非常好，偶尔反而我会忘记要报答主的恩典，忘记要替他工作。那我觉得这可能对从小已经在教会长大或者接受福音很久的人是更难的一件事情。我们绝对不要忘了主的恩典，不要活在他给我们的恩典里面而渐渐觉得这是理所当然。
Before I always thought that as a therapist I can help people to stabilize their life, and because they're depressed or they have post-traumatic stress disorder or schizophrenia, anything, any kind of disorder, I always thought I could help them, because I thought, you know, going to school, get education. After I came into Christ, I know that there's only one counselor in this world, and there's only one therapist in this world, and that is God. You can see a lot of people who has problems, who feel sorrowful in their heart, or they're lonely, or they're depressed, because they need God, because God is a father, and how can, you know, anyone live without their true father and a true creator? And you can see, even though I help the people to get better, but the next day you never know, you know, what they're going to go through, you know, are they going to go their old ways? That's why only with God that God can touch a person's heart and change them.
我本身的工作是一位心理医师，那在我的工作里面，我常常看到很多人因为忧郁，因为觉得孤单，甚至生活的困难而感到非常的沮丧。那本来我都以为我的工作就是能够帮助他们能够活过来，能够找到自己，因为我学的就是这个，而且我学了这么久，我也有很多的经验，一定能够帮助他们解决他们的问题。可是直到我认识了耶稣之后，我才知道这世界上只有一位能够解决问题的人，只有一位真正的心理医生，那就是我们的主耶稣。他们的情绪低落或者是他们的沮丧，其实都是可以解决的，因为他们需要的就是一位神。神才是我们真正的父亲。一个人要怎么在找到他的创造者还有父亲之前能够得到真正的快乐呢？有些时候我帮助一些人，也许他们今天觉得感觉舒服了很多，可是我在想明天也许他们又回到同样的低潮。这才是为什么我觉得每个人都一定需要一位神。
Because I work with many people who is addicted to drugs, addicted to alcohol, addicted to all this lustful desire and smoking and all this kind of stuff. You can see it's so hard for them to change. But with God, nothing is impossible. And it's so amazing that God can, really, God is waiting for us. And all we need to do is take a step forward to meet Him halfway.And then He will open His arm and take us into His care. But at the same time, we are really, as the people who grow in this society, we really don't think about God that much. Especially for people who's well off, who's happy. And a lot of true seekers that I talk to, and the one that doesn't have any kind of problem, stuff like that. And they always say, you know, why do I need God? But we all need God, because...I'm sure everyone out there, doesn't matter who you are, you always feel this loneliness in your heart when you don't have God.
我的病患里面有一些是吸毒或者是喝很多酒、抽很多烟的，那我会觉得非常的难帮助他们。我觉得这需要一个另一种力量来改变他们才行。而对神来说， 没有一件事情是不可能的。我永远都觉得神已经张开他的双手，而且已经站出来在等我们。我们只要站出来，也许就在这路途上，我们就可以跟他相会了。那在这社会当中，我们很少会去想有关神的问题，尤其对一些生活已经过得非常舒服或者很健康的人。我曾经跟几个人谈过，他们的问题都是觉得说，我为什么需要一位神呢？但是我觉得每个人都需要神，因为在你的心里的最深处，一定有一个是寂寞的，一定是感到需要帮助的。这就是为什么我们需要神来填补我们空虚的心灵。
I pretty much as a young man, by the age of 25, I pretty much have everything. And at the same time, I said I felt empty, but that emptiness is so deep down inside your soul. It's not like something you can fill by drinking or dancing and going out with a lot of women or a lot of guys. Whatever, because that emptiness is very different than just the emptiness you don't have. The everyday pleasure, fulfillment. I know before I always thought like that too, pretty much like, you know, if I just go out and drink and go out and party and stuff, and my heart be filled. You can see, even though our heart is so small, I can assure you that nothing in this world can fill it except for God's love. And maybe some of you out there that think that, you know, heaven and hell doesn't exist, but I can assure you that.
从我的生命里，这几年真的是我活得最快乐的，而且我觉得心灵是被满足的，因为我真的找到了我的神。身为一个过来人，其实我知道我们都会这样想，我们已经有很好的房子，也许我们有一个家庭，我们生活非常美满，我们为什么需要一位神呢？总是我们就是需要一位神来填补我们的孤单还有我们的空虚。你看，对很多25岁的年轻人来讲，我有很多事情都已经拥有了，比如我的职业、我的工作、我的学业，可是我觉得还是有一个非常空的地方在你的心灵非常深处。这不是用喝酒或者是说参加派对或抽烟能够来满足你的。我们的心也许看起来非常小，可是真的这世界完全没有办法满足它，只有神的爱才可以把它满足。
Like I mentioned earlier, you know, I'm never afraid of anything my whole life, but you know when Satan come close to your soul, you really can feel how lonely it is, because when the spirit of Satan is next to you, that means, you know, God's spirit is not close to you. And when you feel that God is not with you, that is the loneliest moment, the loneliest moment. Even, you know, with Jesus, when he was hanging on the cross, you can see, you know,seeking for God, you know, say, God, why do you forsake? Because when you're with Satan, you feel so lonely. And that's why all of us, you know, live in this society, we always feel so lonely. But we always think by trying to fulfill our physical needs that we'd be able to fulfill the spiritual need in our heart.
而在这非常孤单的情形之下，若是魔鬼的灵接近你的心的时候，你会感到非常的痛苦，而且你会感到非常前所未有的寂寞。我们每个人都需要神的灵来与我们同在。记得耶稣在被钉十字架的时候，他向天呐喊，神，你为什么离开我？若没有神在我们的心里面的话，我们会感到前所未有的孤单寂寞。物质上或身体上的满足绝对不可能满足心灵上的空虚。
I have a friend right now, pretty much he always calls me every Sunday after he go clubbing. He always complained to me that, you know, Rudy, I've been, you know, going to clubbing for 10, 15 years, you know, 2-3 times a week. And every Sunday I come, but I still feel so empty, you know, and I know every time he calls me on Sunday, He always tell me how lonely he feel. And even though I tell him, you know, the loneliness because he doesn't have God, he still resists to come into church and to seek God. But sometimes it's not only you that, you know, even your heart sometimes want to come close to God, but Satan is always there. try to pull you back.
我有一个朋友，他到现在每个礼拜天下午都还会找我去俱乐部，他差不多一个礼拜去两三次，然后他已经去了差不多10年或是15年。他有时候到现在还是会告诉我说 Woody， 我去了这么久，可是我还是觉得感到非常的无聊。当然我告诉他说，你需要的是一位神，可是每当我告诉他这样的时候，他还是不肯相信神。
For people out there who really seeking for God, who really seeking for God's salvation, you know, give it a try. You know, you have nothing to lose. You know, we pretty much all our lives, we go to school pretty much, you know, 18 to 25 years of our life, and then we sleep another 25 years, 30 years of our life. You know, we work another 25 years of our life, and there's really not no time to really do anything for yourself. But, you know, one thing you should do is to really seek for a Heavenly Father, a Creator, that is God. You know, that's, give it a try. Just kneel down and pray and really ask Him to guide you. And, you know, God promises that, you know, that when you ask, He will give to you. When you seek, and you will find. When you knock, the door shall be opened for you. So that's why, you know, He's always waiting for us to go back to Him. So all you need to do is kneel down and pray to Him and ask Him if He really exists and if He really a Creator and a Father. Tell you to show you the way and to ask Him to fill your heart to follow Him. And that's all you really need to do.
我建议所有的朋友真的给自己一个机会来接受耶稣。对于那些真的想找到神的人，你应该给自己一个机会真的去找神。你想想看，我们活了十几二十年，我们去了学校，经过这么多年的教育，我们睡了这么多，吃了这么多，我们很少真的为自己的心灵做一些事情，而该是我们替自己心灵找到一个归宿的时候了。你只要跪下来祷告，求神能够带领你，指引你来认识他。因为圣经里面有写说，神会对那些叩门的开门，而且你要求的话，他就会回答你，而且你若在寻找，他就会让你找到。你只要记得跪下，然后求神，因为他永远都在等你。你只要求他指引你的道路，告诉你该怎么做，这真的是你生命中最需要做的一件事情。
Let the weak say, I am strong.
Hello， 亲爱的听众朋友，您现在收听的是心灵的游牧民族华语福音广播节目。本节目由真耶稣教会制作。如果您对真耶稣教会想进一步了解，欢迎您来电与我们联系。我们的电话是408-771-8178，408-771-8178。我们的网址是tjc.org， 您可以来电询问教会地址及聚会时间。我们竭诚欢迎您来到真耶稣教会，与我们一同享受主耶稣的恩典。再次提醒您，我们的电话是408-771-8178。在这里也要再次邀请您继续收听心灵的游牧民族华语福音广播节目。我们期待与您空中再相会。
是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属你的子民，要叫我们宣扬那召我们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。 将要受的苦，你不用怕。魔鬼要把你们中间几个人下在监里，叫你们被试炼，你们必受患难十日。你勿要至死忠心，我就赐给你那生命的冠冕。